Okay. Well, it's 7 o'clock. So today is December 14th. It's the Municipal Budget Committee, our public hearing. So we have the pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So Katrina's not here. She's still.
Yeah, she double need, right?
Got mobile. She's not. There's nobody on Zoom. Is that just God?
The only one that's on Zoom is this one, which records the audience out here.
Okay. All right, and Russ.
There's no. Well, here.
The Russ and Katrina.
Yeah. Well, any questions?
There's your participant list.
What's that?
No one.
That's your participant list.
I can't see. I can't see that.
The town office. Just the
computer.
Town office is this one, and the audience is this one.
Okay. All right.
We got a big turnout.
Yeah. Okay.
I just have an answer for you for the last boilers. Great. The boilers are 8 years old.
Oh, so we never got a new boiler.
No. The new equipment is HVAC equipment used to disperse the heat.
Okay.
Not new boilers.
Okay.
Do you know what they started doing at school? I don't know if I'm talking.
There was a problem with the sewer line under the kitchen. Was it sewer?
Sewer line.
Yeah.
What was the question?
Unexpected.
Oh, the bunch of trucks.
It was a big trench up alongside the gym.
Oh, yeah. Not one that we dug.
No, that we're trying to find.
We're digging it to repair the system.
Now I'm presuming they don't have the warrant articles, the teacher contract we were supposed to get. I'm assuming that not. Are the negotiations not completed?
By June or January 10th, right?
January 10th or petition warrant articles.
That's a petition warrant article. This is not a petition warrant. This is a non-petition warrant. We don't have it. It's not ready. Okay, that's my question.
Well, we were supposed to have it at the last meeting, but we did not.
Okay, so we don't have it.
Yeah, because they were supposed to sign off on the TA prior to the last board meeting, and now we're going to wait till the next board meeting to sign.
January.
The board approval.
Okay. Let me see if there's anything else.
So how do we vote when we don't have the future contract to see how
that's
we
can vote? That's
going to be a warrant?
Yeah, that's a warrant article.
Oh,
it's a multi-year contract. Multi-year contracts have to be approved by the voters. So you'll see the contract.
Okay.
So all we're voting on is that.
Probably nothing has changed since the last time.
No, at the last, the November 30th is the last
one. Oh, yeah, right. Sorry, I didn't get my
phone. But I just see I didn't have my head touch.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the most recent.
I'm laying a whole bunch.
Can I get a copy of that eventually for my records? Because I was out that.
I can make another copy and drop it off.
Would you mind? Thank you, Corey.
But all the
right, we got that. When we asked the question, you were there. That's the meeting you weren't there with. Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, because I remember.
I had COVID.
Yeah, I remember.
I sent her the answer.
Yeah, no,
right. But I don't have one of these updated.
You don't have one of these.
Also have to want to start prepping the MS-27 for the budget committee as well. So hopefully we'll have something for the warrant article. So I would have that.
Okay. Well, we'll just our next meeting is on January 11th. So we'll just look at it and vote on it on January 11th.
Okay.
So that's.
I haven't looked at the timing of when things have to be posted because that's we fall into that.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
Yeah.
No, that timing really is true. Yeah. Okay.
I have a question.
Sure.
The increase, what was it, 2.5% or something?
Yeah, 2.25.
And I get it that the utilities and lots of uncontrolled expenses went up and contracts changed year to year. Was there any new services directly to the children that is part of the increase? Are there any new services that were brought on?
There's no programmatic changes that I'm aware of. However, the increase in special ed services is what's really driving this budget. Plus the
increase in numbers or increase in
increase in cost for tuition. Right. Pinkerton went up 8.2%. We're seeing some out of district schools that are charging up to 18 to 20% in increased tuition. So that's driving a lot of the cost, plus the bus contract, which is going to be a big.
And I'd like to ask you a question about contracts. Who does the contracts for the school? Who actually negotiates those contracts?
The school board, representatives from the school board.
That are voted in from the town?
Yeah, the voted school board.
The SAU gets involved in that.
Yeah, we had one rep from the school board. I'm on the committee, superintendent's on the committee, and then it's a group from the teachers.
Because, bear with me. My concern, is there anybody that is actually educated in contract negotiations? Because the contract that we have with Pinkerton that doesn't put any, they can go up 10% next year if they feel like it. And we have no control over that.
We have a labor attorney that works with us, with our side, that's very aware of. Been doing for many, many years that works on the school side, and they have a rep from the education National Education Association that's with them.
But
there are people that are.
I know, but they didn't think of putting in a cap to have some kind of control of. I don't need to be firing questions at you.
I'm not sure who's on the committee for doing the Pinkerton contracts.
Was that
the one? So, and those have been in place. Those were before my time. So,
but they have asked for a renegotiation.
Yeah.
And they don't have to because we are small quantity, right?
No, they are going to get it. We every 5 years we can.
You can ask for it.
Discuss the contract.
Yeah.
And they are going to bring up that
point and ask them to put some kind of.
And they may or may not.
Right.
But we're not the only ones asking for it either.
That has had no luck.
Gary has had
none of the sending districts are happy with the increase we saw this year. Everybody was anticipating the traditional 3 to 5, and it came in. They warned us at 10 and came in at 8.2. So,
like it was a gift.
Nobody's happy that's the way that they came back.
Now, the bus contract you guys have, is that a typical contract that towns and the SAU would be participating in paying for the buses, paying for the building? Do we get a profit share back from that by investing in those things?
It's the startup cost in year one. That's why you see 30 to 40% increase in year one for those setup costs. And then
that's typical.
That's typical for the startup cost because they have
to buy the buses. That's a business to get into then, because it wouldn't cost you much to start your business.
Well, they have to.
They got
to
buy all the buses. They got to buy the land.
Grade, and then they have to put up a temporary
building. Yeah, and any company has to do that. I mean, if you want to start a business, going to your new customer base saying, hey, we're starting a new business, you're on the hook for X.
Yeah.
Like,
are we doing a percentage of it, or are we funding between all the towns that are involved in it?
All three districts, so it's split up.
So the three districts are actually paying for all that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so
the percentage of usage. So we have a smaller percentage, so we pay a smaller.
The three
districts. What's the contract with them? How many years is it?
It's looking. We're just at the start of negotiations. Traditionally, the ones that I've been involved in have been a 3-year with an option for 4 and 5.
So we're investing in startup costs for such a short period of a 3-year contract, that seems awful short.
Traditionally, like the SAU as far SAU 15, as far as I know, has been with STA for years and years and years. So normally you would see, once you're set in with somebody, you're with them for the long haul.
Sure.
I've worked with First Student before, which is the company we're negotiating with, and in my experience, it is a very, very well-run company that can provide the service that the SAU needs.
Okay.
So I would anticipate there being a long-term relationship.
But we've got figures for transportation now, correct?
Yeah.
But you said you're still in negotiation. Is that going to change?
This is a quote from them.
It's a quote.
That's a quote from
but not firm.
Initially came to bid. Yes.
It's firm.
I don't anticipate that number going higher than where it is. It may settle in a little bit lower, but I can't guarantee it.
Mm-hmm. And one more question that I had. I'm trying to get impeached, if you've noticed. Okay. I know. I'm having a little bit of trouble with the school resource position that we're funding, even though there's no candidate. And we know that nationally, with what goes on with the police, academies are putting out less and less. And we're down by two police offices in town. And I am struggling, I guess I'm talking to my committee members, with funding something that could very possibly not get filled, just given the current environment with police. So I just wanted to share that with my...
We can't start looking until it's approved. We're hoping, like, maybe a retiree, somebody who might not want to be in the actual...
I know, but then...
Line of...
Wasn't that... Forgive me, but wasn't it like $36,000?
$31,000.
Good luck. That's not going to happen. $31,000, not going to get out of bed for that.
Part-time.
Well, and there was some talk at the last meeting, two meetings ago, that they were going to try and share something with a part-time officer here in town or something like that, but they weren't sure how it was all going to fit together.
But we're funding it.
Well, I think to
Steph's point,
if you wanna,
we can't get a resource officer. We don't have something to budget.
Yeah, we can't put it.
We can't even look for somebody if you haven't funded it.
So with the overage that we see trending every year, 300,000 to 500,000, that couldn't be used for the police officer if it appears?
So looking at this budget, it's pretty slim. There's been a lot of work done to it this year. I haven't seen this much red moving around, cutting to actual spend.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to say. But that's at the end of... So this is 23, 24. We won't know what the surplus is until the end of 24. So, and like right now, we are having to fix the sewer on this year's budget. That wasn't anticipated, so hard to say.
Well, I had to share my 2 cents.
Okay. Any other questions coming in?
The only other comment I have is Brendan and Rob being new. Do you guys get the default budget versus the real budget? And if you vote no on one, you get the other one. So traditionally,
the default budget. Okay.
Yeah, now, Lynn can explain it.
I got to
every
you,
time.
Love the way that you did it. I love the way that they did it because. With the town, we still don't know the default budget.
Right.
They wait until everything's done, and then they go back and figure out the default budget. So you did this as you worked on it, which is perfect. So the default budget is what we budgeted last year.
Mm-hmm.
You add in the contractual obligations, mm-hmm. which would be like your insurance premiums, your teacher's contract, whatever.
Minus your one-time expenses.
Minus the one-time
and wrote it down.
Expenses. Yeah. So if you bought a loader last year, that would not be included in the default budget.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what this is. This is the contractual obligation. Last year's budget plus the contractual obligations minus the one-time expenses.
Is it last year's actual budget or the budget that we approved that was more than what they actually spent?
It's last year's budget that was approved. So it's what was approved because we don't know what was spent because the year's not over. See, so this is 23-24.
Mm-hmm.
We're still in 22-23.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't even know. We're just barely starting actually. So we don't have any idea what was spent for that year, but we know what was budgeted. So this is what was budgeted for last year. And plus and minus.
So
and then here's the actual. The only actual we have is 21-22 because it's
yeah.
Because we don't have a teacher's contract, we take the existing staff as of today. They don't, nobody moves a step or anything. They stay exactly as they are for default and for a proposed budget, actually, in the circumstance, because we don't have a contract. And then it also takes into account our tuition, which is contractual expense. So that falls into our default, plus the contractual expenses that we have for all the special ed services. So a lot of special ed that has increased also falls into the default category because it's contractual, legally obligated.
This is budgeted, not the actual.
Is the retirement?
This is the actual.
A request?
This is the actual.
The retirement, 120,000 that we, that's contracted to pay them.
That should be in the
fall. It should be in the fall. Okay.
What, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, we missed that.
I just asked if the teacher's retirement at 120 was in the fall or if it was a request.
Because they notified us by the stated date in the CBA that it becomes a contractual.
So it becomes contractual.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
So if, for instance, there's a trend that the school ends up with $300,000 to $500,000 a year. When do we ever address that overage in the default budget? If we're finding a trend for the last,
it's never in the default budget.
Yeah.
But what we can do if we want
is lower,
is lower the proposed operating budget.
But so, not below the default budget.
Even below the default,
we can lower it to the default was what was spent.
No, it's what was budgeted.
Okay.
Because we don't know what was spent for 22-23.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
There's no final.
So we could go, and in some, which town would I forgot when it went in and they.
Oh, yeah. They slashed it. Yeah, yeah.
They cut it in half.
Yeah, they didn't. Yeah, right. That was all over the news, right? Yeah. They couldn't even, like, the teachers didn't show up or something because they didn't.
They cut it in half. So we could, we could take this number and we could say, no, we're giving you $5 million.
Yeah, oh, well, I wouldn't be that harsh.
But, no, what I'm saying is that's not against the law. Now, if we reduce it at the deliberative session, it cannot be increased more than 10%.
Mm-hmm. I remember the 10%.
But we can do whatever we want.
Basically what you're asking, and Stephanie could help you get to the answer, is you basically want this line, this number for the last, whatever you want, 5 years, what was actually spent versus what was actually budgeted. That I think what you're getting at, you know, it's not maybe going to help you when you look at this year's number per se, but those are like, I'm not making fun of Stephanie because I think it's relatively comical that every budget, no matter what, the town did the same thing when Stephanie just did it tonight. We're awful tight. It's a standard line. That, you know, if I could go back in time when we sat here a year ago, guess what? They were really tight too. It doesn't come in that way. It just doesn't come in that way.
Yeah, it's
you
hard.
Can't, I know it's a guess, but
well,
it's never like if it's not like you're up against it ever.
I did a thing. Was it last year or the year before? Of historically, what was over budgeted? Mm-hmm. One of the big ones was health insurance. Yeah, Corey figured it different than our previous business administrators, which is closer to what is actual for this year, which is kind of cool.
I noticed that the high school tuition you did there, which was always over budget.
Did you give the answer on how much it was per student for Pinkerton versus Moore school?
Yeah.
Oh, that was fantastic because I asked the question thinking it was guaranteed a non-answer. Because we ask it every year, and every single year is we can't answer that. So it's the first time that anybody's given an actual.
It's the right of the taxpayers and the right of the budget committee to have all the information they need. So,
well, we would just guess at it. You know what I mean? Like we would get to the number.
5 every year. On the town report.
Cost per pupil.
Yeah. It was never given. Every year that we've asked, it was never given.
Or K through 8 it was given, but I don't know if we ever did high school.
I don't think the actual cost for high school.
So when we have the actual here, we just don't have the budget number, right?
What do you mean?
Well, we have the actual expense, actual 19 and 20. 21 and 22.
We have the actual.
So we have the actuals for the last 3 years.
But we don't
have the 3 year average on that.
And you got the 3 year average as well. Yeah.
The extended sheet actually has 5 year and 5 year average. But yeah, I didn't provide that anyway.
Well, I did since 2018, but I didn't put it out on the spreadsheet because I.
The other thing that is sometimes misleading, and like this, the town does the same thing, is they take the encumbrances and spend them.
Mm-hmm.
So you say, okay,
not on the things for the next year, you mean, that are on the current right. budget.
You won't see them. You won't spend them on other things. They don't see them. They don't spend it on the things in the next year's budget. Right. They spend it on other things.
Right.
Those are taken into account on the DOE 25 and in the audit. Those are brought back in and expended.
Oh, okay.
So when we do the audit, because
that was very misleading because sometimes the school this year spent $200,000
wasn't it?
Something like that. I thought it was more than $400.
You spent on was it $250,000,
$300,000? Over.
Yeah, I think
you guys ended up buying
additional equipment alone was $350,000.
Yeah, I think it was over 400 all in.
So that can be a little bit misleading. Yes.
Hold on. So when
354.
What?
Looks like we encumbered. Oh, the balance is 354.
I think you encumbered like $60,000 to the town.
Yeah.
So it's around $300,000.
So last year, Brenda,
the
actual in 21-22 was $8,552,396,16, and the approved budget was $9,375,674.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to have that town report.
What was the difference about?
I mean,
yeah, it's a lot.
What was the did you have last year's? What was the increase? 4 point something.
See, I didn't bring that with me.
I think last year was 4% increase. This year's a 2.25.
I don't remember last.
What's the town at 16?
Well, the town is
16 point
because of because of the ambulance.
Yeah, and ours we have 120.
It was I took out the ambulance. I took out the ambulance in the town as a 6%
in 21-22.
So the town here,
so it was approved at 9,
2.2.
375, 674.
Yeah,
minus the actual of
8,553,881.
What
year we
only returned
6K?
It was last year.
Yeah,
because there was like
we did the air handlers on the roof while they were redoing the roof, so that we wouldn't have to tear the roof apart.
That was what we thought the boiler was, right?
Yeah, or yeah, we thought
it was air handlers on the
roof. I was pretty sure.
Hold on,
we heard in this meeting boiler.
Yeah,
we did, but you could have corrected it
the
next meeting. Yeah. I think I've actually given out the encumbrance list.
Yeah, you
gave everybody a couple of times.
Yeah. I don't have it.
So
the actual that was 800,000.
23,000.
Was the actual
award. Oh, so at your point, if the encumbrances don't show up in this.
Yeah,
the 800 is before the encumbrances.
Right.
Yeah,
and then the encumbrance.
Because she was just asking about.
Oh, here.
Actuals made to the budget, right?
No, that's the adjustments.
Oh, that's adjusted. Here's the
if we keep,
yeah, here's the encumbrance. $425,075.
Yeah.
How much was it for the?
It's like $350 that we did for the air handlers.
Yeah.
Energy efficient INV is $355. Yep. $250.
Yeah.
And then here's Pinkerton Academy, $9,900. High school tuition, $11,000.
That's what we asked from the town, though. They never gave it to us.
Oh, so you're saying this actual doesn't include that. So the actual
return,
what they were under, was like half of that.
No. That's what they spent it on.
Yeah, that's
what they took that money and spent it on that.
Yeah.
But that wasn't
in the budget.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bulk of it was the
addition. 355,000 for
the air handling. Are all the town reports on the website?
Yeah. Under resources. Go under the resource tab.
Yeah.
I have them here if you want it, the printouts, if you want any of the years.
I have the town report. I have the town report.
I was just looking it up on the resource. So I guess with that much money, and with such a tough year, and we're trying to come up with the operating budget, we know we have to come up with an operating budget for the ambulance. And right now, the town budget is 16.5% increase without us doing any of our magic sharpening pencils. I guess I struggle with every year, the school gets that much extra money that they can then decide, well, we're going to spend it here and there.
Traditionally, we give it back if you look. Last year, we didn't because we were in the middle of that project.
But you've given, if you were 300,000.
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Yes. My mistake. Thank you. All right. I didn't think so.
Yeah, this year was.
Oh, this is my first year, so sorry about that.
Usually, their listing of taxes is this big, and the town's is this big. Well, this year, theirs is this big. Usually, well, would somebody like to make a motion? We're going to vote on this budget.
We already voted
on this exact budget.
Yeah, it was a preliminary, right?
It was the joint meeting.
Yeah, we voted on it, and now that we've had input from the public, we get to vote again. Don't you feel like a Candia resident now?
This is great. And I've gotten to talk, so it makes the drive up from Hudson much more.
So, do we have a motion?
What's the number that we got? I've got two pieces of paper here. What's the number that you're going to be voting on?
The number is $10,320,832.
$10,320,832.
Yep.
Okay.
I will make a motion to approve $10,320,832.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay. I think we already discussed it. All in favor?
Did you say your names for the minute?
I'm going to go.
Okay.
In favor is Dick, Stephanie, Susan, Lynn, Rob. All opposed?
Brenda
and Todd. Okay, so the motion passes. Okay, unless anybody has anything else they'd like to talk about.
Okay. The only thing I'm going to
I printed before I left the house. Yes.
Did we get minutes from the 6th meeting?
No.
No.
So at the next meeting,
I'm trying to pressure you.
At the next
I just meeting, wasn't there, so I wanted to catch
we're going to have 3/5. They're on the web. I mean, you could listen to them.
Yeah.
It's a 2-hour meeting.
Was it a long one?
Yeah, it was a long meeting.
Was that the select one you're talking about?
Yeah, absolutely.
Very well. I guess I probably should look. I'll print an additional big copy of the budget and bring it down here for everyone was back.
Are you going to come to the supplemental meeting?
It was the most we've ever had.
January.
I mean, packages and
January 11th.
Yeah. I don't think you'll be there. I'll need it. 3 million be back. 10 million.
It's up to you, but if you do come, well, we'll have questions about the contract.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah.
If you then you can bring more of these because if we have people from the public, they might want to look at the budget.
Is it supplemental for town and school?
Yeah, I think both. Supplemental hearing on town and school budgets and on the warrant article. Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
So maybe if we do school first.
Well, I see.
No, so that whoever comes from the SAU.
Yeah, we can do school.
Yeah. So that they don't have to listen to the town.
So they have to, because there's a lot of issues.
Yeah, the school always goes to school three times the size, and it goes, and the town people complain about not sanding a road.
And we had, it was 2 hours for the town. Mm.
Lynn?
Yeah.
Do I understand that you are not going to close the public hearing?
That's correct. Now, we continue it.
What do we call that then?
It's a supplemental. Our next meeting is called the supplemental hearing on the town and school budget.
So that's a public hearing too.
We continue this meeting, this hearing, on the January 11th.
7 days notice.
Yeah.
And we have to do a date, a time, and a place.
Yeah.
Certain.
Yeah.
It's going to be here, right?
Yeah. It's going to be right here.
Yeah. Are you taking care of the 7 day?
Yeah, I do that. I'm very mine careful is to get my days. Yeah.
A lot closer than that.
No, I'll do it just 7 days. Yeah, you don't have to have the Zoom information within them, but I'll do it. I will do it on January 2nd, probably. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
He's very honest.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
I had a question for Steph. Okay. Just based on some of that encumbrance stuff that we went through, I know some of those things were a little bit of a surprise, but others were probably already on your list, but you didn't have the funding for them yet, right?
Meaning on the
last year when we had that additional money that you ended up spending.
It was for the air handlers on the roof, and then there was a couple other. I mean, there was like smaller.
Right, regular. But they were on a project list somewhere, but they weren't approved.
Well, yet, there was like a how much was that initial one that we put through? Like a 4 point something million dollar for the list, and then last year
when it was 2.8 and it went down to 2.1.
No, I think the original was much higher, wasn't it? I don't remember.
But yes.
The 2.8 was the no, and then the 2.1 was the yes. So if there was one before that, then I'm misremembering.
Oh, there were only two.
There was, yeah, then it was.
There was like a list that, and then when we went to put it through again, they prioritized it. So those might have been on the original list.
Yeah. But because you had that money left over, you said, let's go ahead and prioritize these.
Yeah.
Is there a list of other things right now that the school hasn't gotten to that we think could still creep in?
We need a new fire system.
How much is that?
We're out of code.
Yeah.
Oh, we had a couple of quotes.
If you want
to just we had to hire an engineer to look at them because it's anywhere from 130,000 to 30,000. So somewhere, someone's not doing something correct.
Mm. But, so how come we don't have anything for that in the budget yet?
Because they'll take it from the encumbrances, the overage.
Right now? So right now, they are in the process of figuring out what it is, what do we need, looking at. So it'll probably be next year.
Okay, excuse me. Here's the one that didn't pass. It was 2,415,000.
And the one we passed was 2.1.
So the one we passed.
Yeah, so ultimately you spent the same. Actually, a little more. Who's counting pennies when it's only 100 grand?
And then the one we passed.
Well, we got to come for these.
I mean, I can pull up all those reports again.
I got
the energy.
It's
2.1.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah. I'm sure you're right.
I thought it was 2.1. Closer to like 2.2.
I mean, I know it's not a commitment, but I think getting back to your line of questioning is, do we think there's going to be a surplus at the end of the year? And
potentially, it has been.
Trend-wise, it says there will be,
mm-hmm.
But do we think the money will actually be returned to the town? Or are you going to have that final quote and now everyone's going to say, we should upgrade our fire system?
So we're only 5 months in.
Yeah. I have no idea.
Well, a fire system is pretty important.
We're against code at the moment.
Yeah.
But to me, that should have gone in the budget then.
That's the stuff that
it wasn't like, discovered until
the fact that you had like a $2.1 million improvement to the school and the air handler on the roof and a fire system and all these other things weren't. It just seems like a lack of planning.
E&E went in how many years ago? They did a full report that showed everything, building from top to bottom. I can get that for you. So then we took it in bits and pieces. This year in September, when they did the fire system test, they found that there were some wires that were in during the summer's work. They were damaged. So Annie went in to find those, and they came in and did a fire inspection and found that, you know, I can get you a list of what it is.
So the work that we paid for to get fixed, they damaged
fixed
this?
And the wires were damaged, so they fixed it. They fixed the wires, okay. And they came through, and they do an annual fire inspection test.
Okay.
If you guys want to report to that, I can get it for you. But right now, they're still in the process of getting quotes.
I guess that, so if you do an annual inspection, just now we were out of code. We weren't out of code 2 years ago or 3 years ago. So everything was fine up until this one inspection.
Yes, and I'm pretty sure it was on the original E&E list, but, you know, and they projected how many years you could go, what was the most important to do, stuff like that.
Yeah,
I can get those reports. I mean, we've had them, but.
Well, we'll see what the.
It's just, it went for so long without any repairs on anything.
Yeah.
That.
We'll see what comes in this year.
Don't need those cards.
How much we get back?
Yeah, Lynn tells me, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. More
probably some
moderation. Give them like a little handful of nuts or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
His wife makes it with a sandwich.
Well, I have common hiking barn.
Where are they?
In my refrigerator.
I have to keep my things like that in my car because my kids eat it all. And then I go to eat them and they're freaking frozen. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you can't eat like nuts. Like, a kind bar in the winter is brutal.
Yeah, I know.
Chip your teeth.
I know.
So, do we have another opportunity to chip away at our town budget?
Oh, yeah.
Before we have a final vote?
Yeah. At the supplemental.
You better watch out, Russ. We'll get mad at you, man.
That's okay.
We didn't like that.
I already have the chairman mad, so I might as well go with Russ. It's just that we got to do something, guys. It's 16.5%. And I thought you figured out that the ambulance was only like 6%. Didn't you?
I did it. Lynn and I are doing the math differently. We got to sit and, like, I don't know how you did it versus how I did it, but.
I was a math major in college. All right.
I was a finance major.
No.
I'm still in the field.
All I did is I took the budget and I took out the ambulance, and then I figured out the increase that was 6%.
We were also led to believe that
I took last year's budget and added in the ambulance, and that was the increase over last year's budget.
That's a different story.
Yeah.
No, it's the ambulance is a 6.25% increase over the 2021 budget.
A different answer.
Yes.
But you're correct.
We were completely led to believe that the expenses would offset the
cost. That's correct. And now we know that they won't.
They won't.
You mean the revolving fund?
Yes.
Yeah, because they're keeping it all in there.
They're keeping it in there.
Well, no, that's what Dean has been
gotten like, what, 30,000?
No, that's not true.
Look, Dean,
in the beginning, they told us.
No, since the meetings. Yeah.
Last year.
And the deliberative.
When we were talking about the revolving fund, those funds were going to be used for the operating.
Yeah.
And now we know that it won't happen.
Because they want to get a new ambulance, and now they're scrambling to figure out
how to cover that. Yeah, still haven't received all the receivables, and they haven't billed out everything yet. And
they're not going to get back. I mean, I was involved in medicine for 44 years, and whatever you bill the insurance company, it's your contract price. They're not going to get everything back that they.
Oh, somebody's
at the door.
Door's locked again.
It's Russ.
No, it isn't.
But they're not going to get all their expenses back, especially with Medicare.
Anyway,
we're not going to see the, yeah. That I agree with. Keep it, but use it for that ambulance that you want to buy. Don't ask the taxpayers for more.
It's the same.
Well, is it really?
I think, right? What's the difference? If you don't use it to offset the current cost and use it to buy an ambulance, or you use it to offset the current cost
and then next time money to buy it.
Yeah, board on
kind of the same thing. That's what Dean's kind of, I think, is the overall point was. It's kind of the same thing. The money's the money. Like, whether you take it from this pot or this pot, it's still going to cost you $250,000 for an ambulance.
Yeah, but I think they could still use it from an operating cost right now And then they could continue to save some money through the years. I don't know when you're really going to need that ambulance, right?
Right.
So you could offset the expenses and you can still put a portion of it into that revolving fund so that you're prepared for it. Maybe you only ask for a couple hundred grand to help fund it down the road. But right now we're stuck paying for all of it because they're not taking anything out of the revolving
fund. For the operating budget.
Right.
For the three.
Was there wasn't anybody that wanted to come join us?
Two members.
Oh.
I thought we had one resident.
No.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but I still think it's the same.
Well,
it would probably shift between years, but the dollars would be similar.
Yeah,
the
dollars would be the same.
Yeah.
Thing that gets me is most of the calls are for the darn highway, and they're not even candy around.
Are they mostly for the highway?
That's what it said. Because you can't be selective.
You don't have insurance. Well, yesterday they went to something that wasn't even in Candia.
Mutual aid.
Yeah, they went.
Yeah, but don't you have, isn't that your responsibility as an ambulance therapist?
And they can still bill if they're doing mutual aid, they can still bill, you know. I mean, if they don't transport.
But on mutual aid, if they don't transport, there's nothing to bill, right?
Yeah. You go save someone's life.
Oh, really?
One another ambulance.
I don't think so. If the ambulance doesn't have to transport someone, I don't think they have anything to bill for because we're already paying the other guy's part-time salary to be there.
If they just, my neighbor used
to call all the time. Oh, that's crazy.
She used to call all the time when she fell.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
They just help her to get out of her chair and move to go to the bathroom. And they don't.
Oh, there's no billable.
No,
really? The plumber has a service call bill.
My
father in Nottingham is on hospice, and the hospice has that whole agreement with the ambulance company that when they call, you say non-urgent lift assist for hospice patient, and it's free.
Yeah.
But they send two guys out.
Okay.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
Sorry, I ruined your motion to adjourn.
That's okay. It's still only 7:45.
Motion to continue. Right
away. Yeah, we're not adjourning. We're continuing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So would somebody like to make a motion?
Sorry. One last question.
Sure.
So this report that I want to get from the original deficiencies in the building, can I email that to everyone or should I wait for the next meeting? I know we don't like to communicate over email, but if I can just...
You can give us information over email.
Send a report, we can't get the
right. Yeah. Right. I can't email you back and say, why are you doing this? We don't do that.
Okay.
But you can email.
Just so people can look at it between meetings.
Yeah. Yeah, you can email us that.
Now you can.
Okay. Now, is there a motion to continue?
Motion to continue.
Until January 11th. 2023
at 7 p.m.
7 o'clock. Okay. And we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Everybody have a Merry
Christmas. Oh, you too.
Too.